Halloween week, and every Tuesday we talk food and restaurants here in Connecticut with our friend CT Food Girly, and we thought, why not spook it up a little bit and talk about the haunted places here in Connecticut? So what do we got, Alex?
Yeah, many old buildings throughout the state of Connecticut not only have a rich history, but it turns out they also have a complex paranormal presence as well. I'm going to start us off in Simsbury. It's Abigail's Grill and Wine Bar. It was originally built in 1780 for Jonathan Pettibone Jr. The restaurant, now known as Abigail's Grill and Wine Bar, was first a home to Pettibone Tavern. It was a stagecoach stop outside of Hartford, Boston to Albany Turnpike, and the tavern became a favorite meeting place to exchange news during the later years in the Revolutionary War. Local legend has it that when Jonathan was out of town on whaling business, his wife Abigail Pettibone would have affairs with many of the men that passed through. And when he returned early one night to find his wife in bed with another man, he killed them both with an axe.
Oh,
scandalous.
So today, it's believed that Abigail's spirit haunts the building, which encouraged new owners to rename the restaurant after her in 2008 here in Connecticut. People report paranormal activity like visions of a woman, moving furniture, a chill by the woman's bathroom. Really cool.
Why is she coming after us? We didn't do it to her.
Right, I'm just trying to have my entree here.
No, but the Grill and Wine Bar in Simsbury, yes, it's a colonial area tavern, but it has contemporary American cuisine there if you want to go enjoy it. They do have a patio or a super cozy dining room. Just be careful by the woman's bathroom, I guess.
Wow, that is creepy.
This is why we don't go to the bathroom alone.
For ghosts, yes. Next one I have is Captain Daniel Packer's Inn. This is a Mystic. So this Mystic Tavern dates back to the 18th century when it was built by Captain Daniel Packer for his wife and their seven children. So Captain Packer passed away in 1825, handing down the inn through multiple generations of Packers who owned it until the late 20th century. And his presence is still felt throughout the building through sightings of a ghostly sea captain figure or the sound of heavy footsteps in large boots. And furthermore, in 1874, a seven-year-old Packer relative, Ada Cliff, died from scarlet fever in this inn. And guests report hearing laughter and seeing a figure of a little girl.
Oh, the laughter is creepy.
Oh, creepy, creepy.
So this is an old colonial inn. It's an English pub now. Has a really bustling bar area, but a more refined upstairs dining room. If you ever want to go check it out. This one I was really surprised on. This is J. Timothy's Tavern in Plainville. And I know we talk about their dirt wings, which this casual restaurant is known for. But I get the building was originally called Cook's Tavern. In 1789, it was an inn and a restaurant and a stagecoach stop along with College Highway, and was owned by John Cook. And many believe that Cook's wife haunts the restaurant that's now J. Timothy's Tavern, with reports of self-closing windows, shadowy figures, and unexplained noises and orbs.
She's just trying to make sure everything's good with the restaurant. You know, right. Closing the windows, making sure no drafts are coming in.
The ghostly restaurant manager, yeah.
Yeah, people are just trying to have their dirt wings and just pour walk. Bye. Last one I have for us is in Derby. A lot of people might know this one. It's Twisted Vine. It is an Italian restaurant. Opened back up in 2005. It is a historical building. It was originally home to the old Birmingham National Bank. That opened back in 1892. And in fact, the original bank vault is still intact in Twisted Vine, which is super cool fun fact. And according to the U.S. Ghost Adventures, the spirit of the bank's first president, Edward Shelton, can still be felt as he oversees his proudest achievement.
All these restaurants have crazy stories behind them. That's insane. That has a great name, too. I like Twisted Vine for haunted place.
Perfect. Fits with our Halloween theme.
Right, exactly. And coming up at 6:25, the spookiest menu items at some of these restaurants here in Connecticut that you can get this Halloween. We'll do that with CT Food Girly, starring 9.9. It's Kevin and Jenna. Halloween in just a few days on Thursday. So this week we're getting spooky, and we were talking about haunted restaurants earlier with CT Food Girly. And now we're going to talk about some of the food items or menu items that these restaurants that might be a little Halloween themed for this Thursday if you're looking to go get a nice Halloween bite. So what do we got, Alex?
Yeah, I'm super excited to see everyone's costume, but I'm more excited for the Halloween foods that we have. I'm starting us off in Fairfield County. There's Dave's Planet Pizza. It's located in Norwalk. they're shipping out special Halloween-themed pizzas. They have really cute ones in the shape of pumpkins and bats and ghosts. Now, the specialty pizzas are available today through October 30th, but not available the night of Halloween. Their dough is made fresh. The sauce is made from California tomatoes. They use whole milk mozzarella from Wisconsin. This could be super cute to gear up the kids for Halloween night.
Yeah, that's fun. I feel like pizza goes hand-in-hand with Halloween for dinner.
Yeah, I always remember having pizza after trick-or-treating because you're just exhausted and need the za.
Yeah, it's true.
Next one I have is B.E. Chocolat in Fairfield. They have their monster box with five chocolates, so with all different flavors that we love, like cookies and cream, salted caramel, and double dark chocolate. They're all hand-decorated for Halloween. They have their bloody box, which is made up of two salted caramel eyes and two white chocolate vampire lips, so with blood orange ganache. They also have Halloween chocolate bars, many lollipop options, ghosts, spider webs, cute witch hats, hot chocolate bombs, which actually thinking about it now, that might be perfect after a long night of trick-or-treating.
I love the themed boxes, too. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's great.
So, yeah, it'd be good for a gift or maybe just for your kids in general.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another one I have is Trumbull. This is J Bagels and Cafe. They have special Halloween-themed bagels. I saw the coolest color combination, black, orange, white, and purple bagels on their page, cinnamon rolls as well. They also do orange, purple, black, and white cake pops, too, which look delicious. Could be really fun for the kiddos Halloween morning, getting them geared up. They also have great scallion cream cheese if you end up getting those bagels.
Oh, that's a good idea with the scallion cream cheese. I like doing Halloween themed for every meal of the day.
Should they call it scallion scream cheese?
That would be great. They should. You got to call them and tell them that. Switch that menu for Thursday.
Last one I have is Palmer's Market in Darien. You can order from their special Halloween menu. They have a lot of items like Halloween sandwiches, mummy dogs, deviled eyeballs. For sweets, they had brownie eyeballs, ghostly candy apples, sugar cookies, Halloween cupcakes to celebrate. I also saw that they have those pumpkin and sage raviolis. I've been wanting to try those. Mini cornbread loaves, tons of fall tea flavors, sugar cubes, and pumpkin ale, too.
Oh, yeah, you can't forget about the pumpkin flavor treats. That's a good idea.
Definitely. Yeah, it's not just about the Reese's Cups and the Twix. You got some real food and desserts and treats here, too. All right, Alex, CT Food Girly. Find her on Instagram, at CT Food Girly. Everyone have a great Halloween on Thursday and eat all the haunted, spooky items that you can find.
Yes, thanks, guys. Everybody have a great Halloween.